Thank you. So good to see your faces again. Now, over the last few weeks, we've been telling some of the Bible stories that were leading up to Jesus' crucifixion, like you saw this morning. And do you know what is next week? Easter. Easter is next week. We're going to be finishing our story that we've been going through for several weeks. And we started with the story of, anybody know the story? The first story we talked about?
Lazarus.
That's right. That was at the beginning of our weeks just leading up to Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection. And another story that we told was this story. Anybody know this story?
Mary.
Mary, that's right. Mary at Simon's house, when she was so grateful for what Jesus had done for her. You see, Jesus had forgiven her for everything that she had done, and she was so happy that she went out and bought a very, very expensive perfume. And she washed him all over. And you know, Jesus said when he died, he remembered what she had done for him all the way when he died on the cross, like we saw in our story today. Now, there is another story that we had just a couple of weeks ago, right after Mary's story. What about this story?
The parade.
The parade. Were they excited? They were excited. The parade. You know what? It was rumored all around that Jesus was going to become king, and the rumors did fly. And you know, they didn't know the whole story like we know, but they just heard Jesus is going to be coming king. He's going to free us. And they thought he's going to free us from the Roman soldiers. And they heard Jesus had gone in and gone to somebody's house and even taken a donkey that had never been ridden on before. Do you know that usually donkeys that have never been what they call broken, or somebody's never ridden on them, they get bucked off. But Jesus wasn't getting bucked off of this one. Wow, he was riding in just like a king. And pretty soon they were putting their coats down, and the kids were going, "Hosanna! Hosanna!" They were getting really excited. Can you get some of these and pass it around? And they were going to the palm trees, and they were breaking the branches off, and they were, can you pass it over? And they were singing, "Hosanna! Hosanna!" to the King of David, because they had heard some of the stories that it was predicted that the Messiah was going to come, and he was going to be the son of David, and he was going to be our king. They were singing Hosanna, and they were so, so excited. But you know what? We know the end of the story, but they hadn't seen the end of the story yet. The story is that if Jesus dies and goes up to heaven, he's going to send us a comforter, someone who could be with us every day, everywhere, all around the world at the same time, because he's going to be with every one of you when you go to sleep at night and watch over you, and when you ride and when you go to school. And can we say Hosanna three times? Can you help me say it really loud? Hosanna! 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 We need to be very, very grateful for what Jesus has done for us, and that we can praise him, and that he's here with us. And we need to be thankful to him and sing to him, Hosanna to the Son of David. Can you remember when you get up in the morning to thank Jesus for being with you? And asking him to go with you wherever you are. Thank you for coming for our story today. And listen to the stories that we have for next week, too, as we continue to our last story and sing Hosanna to the Son of David. Thank you. Let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for what you've done for us and that you have forgiven us. And like Mary, we are very grateful that you forgive us for everything we've done. And we're praising you that you're with us every day. Go with us is our prayer through this next week. Amen.